Yeah.
Mr. Sapphire?
Bill.
Yes, Mr. President.
Would you send over for me, and it was in one of the talks I made recently about the Jefferson quote about fear.
The flutterings of hope and the bloom of despair?
Yeah. Was that what it was?
Yes.
Was it despair or fear? Fear and hope?
It was fear and despair.
What?
It was.
Consult our
fear. I much prefer the flutterings of hope to the gloom of despair. Or something like that. But it was against the gloom of despair, not fear.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, maybe that won't fit so well. I was. I'm going to have to present some science medals, and I was trying to give a little kick in the pants to the people, you know, that let's don't do any more, make any scientific research, whether in flying through the air or nuclear breakthroughs and so forth, because of our fears that a plant will explode or we'll get skin cancer or we don't want to do this or that or thing. And what we really have to do is to simply go back to nature and zero growth rate and all that crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that quote fits. I don't know. You think it would?
The flatteries of hope.
I don't know. That doesn't quite hit it. The flatteries of hope. But not the exact. I think that the way you put it, you paraphrased it then in the talk where you just said we, as Thomas Jefferson said, we
much prefer hope to the gloom of despair.
Well, we can paraphrase it another way. We prefer hope to, we much prefer hope to, that this is a nation that, why don't you just go back to see that little talk you had set there and just send me over the pertinent lines, will you please?
All right. I remember one line of Al Smith, that the American people never carry an umbrella.
Yeah.
They're prepared to walk in eternal sunshine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're afraid this audience probably wouldn't, a bunch of scientists probably wouldn't appreciate the Smith, but they might appreciate Jefferson.
All right. Let me get something over
not
to
that
you.
They ought to appreciate him, but nevertheless. Franklin, of course, was the great scientist of the bunch, wasn't he? Of course, all of them, Jefferson and Franklin, all those early guys, they were all interested in architecture and science and so forth and so on.
Right. Let me see if I can come up with something that might be.
But if there was something on Franklin, well, anyway, if there is something there, that's fine. I don't need much. I won't need it till around 10:30.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.